Welcome to Sentient Souls with Joshua and Tony.
I'm Tony.
And today we wanted to talk to you about this idea of conscious awareness and how it plays in our daily lives. I was telling Tony, I was watching this video on TikTok, and it was this man explaining dual Hinduism. And in dual Hinduism, he refers to three stages in conscious awareness. One being deep sleep, the next being dream state, and the last one being awake. In those three steps, he explains that you are awareness living through each stage. And it brought to me this idea that I can see, if you are aware, you can see these three stages playing out in your life on a regular basis. Specifically for myself, being able to be aware of these three stages, there's been hindrance to my growth that I've noticed that I didn't really actually know until I started reading into what this meant for me, this dual Hinduism.
What does it make you feel though? Like why did this strike you? What were the implications of this for you, or how did it inspire you?
Well, I started looking into it and I noticed that there were all these rules and regulations that were starting to hit my psyche, where I could look in my past and see in myself all of these societal norms that I was going through, societal conditionings
or expectations
that were weighing on me, mm-hmm. and making me feel like I had to perform or be a certain way. Mm-hmm. And it was really frustrating for me at the time. And I realized, why is my life so difficult right now? Why is this really difficult for me to move past? And I started to realize that it was because of those conditionings. I couldn't be really present with myself because of these conditionings that made me feel I had to suffer to actually
be validated or
right.
make progress or be successful or attain something or your goals.
Exactly.
I would call these blocks. I'm realizing that a creator goes through, and there are a lot of like psychological ones, like they're about like belief and self-worth and fear about not being loved or fear of death even. And I think it's because it's like fear of what they know themselves to be. And even if you're not an artist, it's still an interesting concept to think about, because if you're not an artist, let's say you're like, I'm passionate about being a lawyer and not an artist, there's still an art to how you're being passionately a lawyer and creating success in your work. So you probably noticed that you had these blocks that were weighing on you.
Right. And I couldn't get clear with myself as to how to move forward with my life in those moments. A lot of it was me really crying and feeling like I had to shed a part of myself to actually move past it. Mm. And through this idea of dual Hinduism, I realized that I myself, the whole point of this is you are not the reality or
your mind or your body.
Right. Technically, you are not your mind, you're not your body. Or I can put it this way, you are not experiencing the world by being in the world. You are the world experiencing itself through you. It's in you. The world itself is in you, and not the other way around. So when you look at the world, you're seeing it through your perception. You're seeing it through
your
this
experience.
Body. It's your experience. So the world is actually all really pretty much inside of you, and you create your universe, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. through that. And that's mm-hmm. what I was missing. This piece that was very vital to me was that I wasn't able to create this world because I felt like all of these blocks had to be made, or all of these blocks were holding me back. But there was this conscious conditioning that had been happening all throughout my past where I felt like I had to be
to it. But maybe I think you're also experiencing something I've experienced recently, boo, and that is we're adults now, and I think that experience is also realizing like, oh, I can take charge of my development from here.
Right.
Yeah. And I could see that, oh, I was having this programming, wow, instilled from all these years.
For sure.
And then realizing like, oh, I could consciously do something about it and create from there, create who I authentically am.
And that was definitely the truth. I had made those realizations mm-hmm. growing up or going through my experience where I had told myself, I am going to be my own creator and I do want to do the things that I want to do and step away from what my parents taught me and those beliefs. But what I realized doing that and going through that was that I was still limiting myself and I was still having to go through those blocks because I wasn't having an actual mindful practice that allowed me to dive deep and to really become courageous within myself to tackle those things.
Address make them. Sense of the information you exactly. were receiving and running into.
I was just going through it
And seeing what was there
and
like, holy shit.
Right. And while that happened, I realized that I suffered a lot more because I was so afraid of what was happening. I still wanted to hold on to those beliefs and it didn't serve me at all whatsoever. And it was that, holy shit, like, what am I doing here? I need to move past this somehow. And then, but again, there was like a block that came up and it was like, no, you can't move past this right now because you don't know how to do that. There is no resource for you to do that. And that was, again, a limiting belief that I was going through that I really mm-hmm. had to break. And the only way in that scenario for me in my past to break away from that was to suffer. And that's kind of where I'm coming here full circle is I'm realizing I don't have to suffer. And I'm realizing that
you do have a say.
I do have a say.
You can say,
even though those beliefs are limiting and they're still there.
Sure.
I am aware now that it's not just about the beliefs, but it's also about how I'm perceiving those beliefs.
And what you do about them.
And what I do about them.
Right,
exactly.
Right. I can tell you one of my blocks that mm-hmm. I noticed recently.
Please.
One of them, I have this new project, which is my personal blog, Grateful and Giving. It's meant to share my experiences with like mindfulness practice, self-development, and tapping into intuition and spirituality in my own way every day. I thought that if I shared my own story, that I would have women in my circle reaching out and connecting together. And working together and just sharing more because I was doing it. And I know that will happen in the future, but that's a perfect example of like, I thought I had the idea. I went out and created this blog and started being vulnerable and sharing really important parts of me that I haven't shared in a while. And the whole point of me creating this thing was to be like, I was locked away, y'all. It was a scary and I didn't even know. And you didn't even know because I was busy doing like making it look like the show was running and it was good out on the front. I was kind of like paddling underwater or like in the water, treading water. And so that's part of my journey. And I think that's also what I'd be looking forward to sharing more here on the podcast.
So I have a question. Can you give me an experience mm-hmm. where this was happening, where you felt like you had to go, it was a tough situation for you to go through mm-hmm. and how did it make you feel?
I started this in January and I thought that maybe I would be leading a new moon circle or something of a group of like three or maybe even five is what I thought. And I've done my first one this past new moon with one of my close friends. And you know what? That was a wonderful blessing in itself. And also something I'm learning to celebrate the small things because I just realized that I expected to like have this huge return immediately. I'm wanting to see like proof out there in the world after I do something as like encouragement to keep going. And I realized that's a really dysfunctional way to like kind of live. Cause if I'm an artist or creator, it's not sustainable. I don't think that's weird. Like how can you create that way?
Yeah. And just so you guys are aware, if you want to see this, her name is Grateful and Giving on Instagram.
Uh-huh. And gratefulandgiving.com. If you're interested in accessing information about healing, wellness, and mindfulness practice, or tapping into your intuition, or following the lunar cycles, check it out. The password is arrive in lowercase.
And I love this example. It definitely brings, so for me, when I'm hearing how your expectations create your surrounding, and for me, that's the big point of what I was mentioning to begin with from dual Hinduism. or you're not receiving what you want because
you expect it to happen outside of you.
Right. And you're so exactly. You expect it to find it right out, like right coming from outside of yourself when
you need to create
it's an adjustment that needs to happen within yourself.
Yeah.
But that's the hard part. And that's what I keep saying is so difficult is you are so not aware of what needs to be done to create that, or your beliefs are so limited, or maybe you're blocked in some way that you could be so unconscious about. And it's hard to figure out how to align yourself. And that's why the practice is so important, because the alignment happens when you're connecting to yourself from within. That's how the alignment, it unfolds naturally. And a great example for me when it comes to actually making this happen, for me has been I've been doing singing, I've been taking singing lessons for the past 3 months now.
Okay.
And I've noticed my voice has been connected to my body this entire time without realizing it. I was experiencing this for the first time not too long ago, where I effortlessly allowed the music to just flow through me. And it was the best I felt that I sounded while I was singing and recording myself, because I wasn't too worried about how does my voice sound right now? I wasn't too worried about how do I connect these words right now? I wasn't too worried about any of the mental things. I was just letting my body do its work. All of this was done through the practice that I was going through, because I had been practicing and just sticking to my practice. Mm-hmm. My body naturally started doing the things it needed to do because I was exercising those muscles within my body and allowing myself to be open, because a lot of my technique has been staying open with myself and my body. And there's a lot of even stretches that you do as a singer with your body that needs to connect your mind and your body together. And that's beautiful. And so what I've learned through that process is that you really can. It's all there. It's all in you. You yourself can become a singer that quickly, because you have the ability to do so. It's within your reach at all times. The practice really is just
aligning
yourself and connecting with yourself. And
about the possibility.
Right. Because you create this possibility by connecting within yourself. And like I said, as long as you are staying with your practice and working that muscle,
that's how you grow the awareness. Can I jump in here?
Yes, of course.
So connecting to yourself, dropping into your heart space, but also opening yourself up to the awareness, the bigger picture, and seeing where you are and how you're functioning, and aligning to yourself there and practicing that over and over again. And that actually helps develop your sensitivity and your intuition. I know the term intuition sounds super like woo woo and very like airy and up there for some people, but I think that everyone has it. Like you said, everyone has the ability to connect to themselves. They just kind of have to start and practice and be consistent with it. Everyone can be a dog trainer. I also work as a dog trainer with my husband here in Austin, and we teach our clients that they have to be the dog trainer. They have to learn, because they're the ones that are with the dog most of the time, not us. So we work with them and teach them how to be the dog trainer in their life. So like you can train to be the singer in your life, how I can connect to my desires and even my life's purpose by being like, you know, I have the desire to create community and to be vulnerable and to share my experiences and my own wisdom about healing or meditating or tapping into intuition. And I think that's the best way to connect to your higher self, is my point.
Yeah, I think personally, it's this co-creation that we're all kind of doing together in the end. What I notice is there's this bigger picture. It's like the cosmos within the cosmos. It's this idea that what is within is also without, and vice versa.
And as is above is below.
Yeah, exactly.
Within.
Uh-huh. Right. So all of these are possibilities that connect us to each other. And that's amazing, because we are all, like I said, co-creators. And a big thing for me that kind of puts this all into perspective for myself is when I'm doing a tarot reading for somebody, I can be there with that person and envision this person in front of me. And they don't even have to be in the room, but I can have them see me be there and we're present, we're present with each other. And in that moment, the energy for that reading, it comes through. We can be miles apart and so separated, but their reading is theirs alone. And it comes through the cards because, again,
you're co-creating together, co-creating, consciously working on this, exactly. Like meeting. Uh-huh.
And our perceptions of each other and in general
is for the highest of good.
Of what's happening in that moment is intentional.
Yeah.
And I think that's the great part there too, is that we're very intentional with what we want. They're here for a reason. I'm here for this reason. And we're creating this space. So through that experience, doing my tarot readings, those readings are still so accurate. And it baffles people sometimes to get these readings and to have it really connect to their lives.
Mm. Especially if they were like kind of like a, what is it called when they're not sure or afraid at first?
A little skeptical of the situation. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Yes. And they come back because they were so, I would say, unaware that this was even a possibility for them. And the great
thing. It helps them connect to themselves, their higher self.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
That's why I would even say that's why they come back even more, is because they feel connected to something that they know is within them. And it's almost like you help them see that part of themselves that they're not seeing. I personally do tarot readings and astrology readings as well.
How can people book with you?
If you're interested in a book, my username is Joshua's Divine Readings. It's on Instagram. That's where you can find me. And the booking is linked to my Instagram.
In the bio.
Yeah, pretty much. But basically, when you're doing these readings with people, it's like, again, you're showing them their perspective and you're helping them tap into that. And it's pretty amazing. That's why I also believe astrology is an amazing tool to use to really connect with yourself and to hone in on certain aspects of your personality that could potentially otherwise be oblivious to you, or things that you might need to be working on. Those are also a lot of fun to do, but my favorite thing about it is everybody has a different blueprint in general for every specific chart that they have. Everybody is going to get a different sort of essence that comes through when it comes to a tarot reading. And I think that it is included in, when people do palmistry also, there's like the palm has like so many different, lines and divides and expressions that are happening for everyone's life, right? Just like your thumb's, what is it
thumbprint.
Called? The thumbprint is unique to everybody. The eye is unique to everybody. It's an amazing thing to be able to open someone up to their experience and be there with them.
Wow, that's so beautiful. And I think that's what coaches nowadays really do. Coaches and guides, actually, no matter what systems they like to use, whether they like to use your natal chart in astrology or give you a reading or even use like something like human design, which is something I've tapped into. It's a huge, it's another system, but it's also what's helped me see that, oh, I am a manifestor in that way and I have those skills. And if I see myself as such, then I can actually give my own self the authority to act in this certain way. And I would love to dive into that in future episodes as I continue learning about it, because it's honestly an in-depth system that also kind of pulls from natal chart and other ancient sciences or philosophies. So there's that. Thanks for sharing your thoughts about this topic and subject. I believe it helped unpack a few things that were on both of our minds, but having this conversation, what are you inspired to do now? Considering this juicy conversation we just had, what are you inspired to bring out now, given this understanding?
A big part of it for me is figuring out a way to work it into my life, doing things that promote that self-awareness that I've continued to experience. So what ends up happening is part that inevitably has a struggle with
just stepping into the new
just stepping into this new life or this new experience because of all of the
conditioning that you have,
baggage of that baggage that comes from everything.
Oh my gosh,
that ends up causing you to maybe delay
your stepping forward
or have fear into your stepping forward, or even being able to connect with yourself in that way and
just let go.
Yeah, and just and forward. Really just let go. So that's what causes all of these delays and all of these setbacks. And sometimes you might not even realize that you're not in alignment with yourself. And again, this comes back to staying in with your practice
and consciously connecting with yourself so you could be aware, because yeah, some people could go like years not really knowing that they're on a pause.
Exactly. And I think for me, a big reminder in those in these pause moments is realizing how to actually see that. How am I pausing right now? What is causing me to connect to myself? Or yeah, what is causing me to connect to myself? And a lot of the time, it's that suffering that I had brought up earlier. A lot of the time, it's that I'm in a state of mind is so negative for me, or that I'm sad about something, or I can't let go of something. Or
it's
I'm
the suffering that makes you feel like you're there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I realize, but that's the best, for me, that's the best part, because I realize, oh my goodness, I'm there. And as long as you know you're there,
then you can let go. Oh,
yes.
Fuck.
And then you can really hone in on what you need to do. And that's go back to your practice, do some yoga, get meditative, walk if you need to walk. If that's what you need to do for yourself to get out of your own way, do it.
Journal, but, or like, you know, do like a little burning ritual.
Exactly. You know what you need. It's all within your body's right to understand that for yourself. And a lot of times that's even just taking a fucking nap because your body says, I'm tired, and you're pushing yourself for what? Why are you on TikTok right now? Why are you on YouTube right now? Why are you watching TV when your body's literally saying, I'm so tired right
moment.
Now.
Yeah,
I need a moment for whatever it is. Like, listen to yourself. Allow yourself to connect to yourself, I think. But so,
and this is us saying, this is your sign. Give yourself the permission to connect.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to us and being here with us today.